Welcome, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Army Radio. And with me today is ABA's Morris Sheehan. And Morris, you know, you look at what you've got and where you came from with Military Bass and now the American Bass Anglers Association. And man, oh man, this thing is growing by leaps and bounds.
Terry, you're absolutely right. The American Bass Anglers has grown tremendously in the last 5 years since I took it over. I purchased the organization back in January 2000. And it was previously known as the Military Bass Anglers Association. Of course, it was established back in 1975 as, on the military base, just as extracurricular activity for the military people. In the 90s, they opened it up to everybody. And right now, even though our military membership has declined, the associates or non-military membership has increased tremendously.
Well, you look at this thing, and you know, it starts out kind of as a grassroots program for the military, but now you've got, I think, 3,600-plus tournaments, events every year, and, you know, and all the special programs. But this thing has got to be for you in particular, being the owner, it's got to be one of those things where you manage it very carefully.
It's got to be managed very carefully, and what we do here, I think we do something a little bit different from the other tournament organizations. We offer a kind of a personalized effort for directed toward the membership. And the members has got to feel wanted, and they've got to feel like they are part of an organization rather than just a number on a card. And that's what we try to do here throughout.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, in talking to a lot of the people that participate, you know, in the ABA, of course, they talk about, you know, the fact that when they come to an event, they feel like they're wanted there. They feel like, you know, their membership means something to them. And I know that, you know, that starts right at the top with you.
Exactly. You know, the American Bass Anglers we have grown to be the largest tournament trail organization for the weekend angler in the country. Right now we've got districts in 42 states. I got 107 directors out there, 107 districts. Each one of those guys are committed, they're professional, and if you go to Florida and fish a tournament or you go to Missouri and fish a tournament, the basic tournament format is the same. It's identical from one district to the other. And that gives those people up north in the northern states the opportunity to come south during the winter, what they call snowbirds. But they come south and fish, and they can carry their points right back to their home district. It's top 500. Point holders at the end of the year will be invited to the national championship. And this national championship, 2004, was worth a little over $350,000 to the participants there.
Well, you know, we're fortunate to have the ABA as part of the Bass Fan Army, you know, as an organization in the Bass Fan Army now. And, you know, you talked about that $350,000, you know, they come fish your event, but they're not going to be done at that point. The champions of that championship automatically qualify for a thing called the Weekend Warrior Championship, and they get a chance to fish for a lot more money as well.
Sure, and I'm sure that our members is going to take advantage of that just by virtue of moving up to a step, and it's not going to cost them anything to go to the tournament. That's the good thing about the Weekend Angler. Weekend Angler is a guy who works 40, 50, 60 hours a week. He wants to be competitive, but he can't afford the tournaments like on the pro circuit. So we offer them something, and Bass Fan Army is offering to extend that a little bit further.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, Morris, and the other thing that's neat about this is you don't have to win the championship necessarily to compete in the Weekend Warrior. We've got a couple of wild card slots, and we're going to utilize those. You know, they could be an ABA member that just had a great, phenomenal year, but maybe didn't win that championship. So, you know, there's some other ways to make it into that Weekend Warrior championship, but truly, you know, you guys have a wonderful championship, and the fact that when you win the ABA, you've really won something. But it'll be nice to be able to put that ABA competitive angler against the rest of the good anglers from across the country and other trails as well to see how they match up.
Oh, exactly. And we do have some real competitors. We got some good fishermen. Even though they don't get a chance to compete on the Pro Tour, several of our members have gone on to the Pro Tour, which that eliminates them from fishing with us. But all in all, our trail, the American Bass Anglers, we've got some terrific sponsors, Triton Boats and Mercury Motors, Lowrance Electronics and Gander Mountain. Those people are the behind the scenes, and they are supporting us with their efforts, and it's just truly amazing. You know, you go to a national championship for a weekend angler, and he can spend less than $500 a year and qualify for the national championship and go fish for a $45,000 boat. that's really something that the average weekend angler can't do.
Well, you look at the across the country now, and you know, and you mentioned you're the largest one out there, and you think about it, you know, these guys, as you mentioned, they're working their tails off all week long, get an opportunity to maybe go out there and have a chance to win a brand new boat, and I tell you what, that really raises a lot of eyebrows, and people are really excited about that opportunity.
Exactly. At our national championship, they can not only win a boat for winning the tournament, angler of the year, who's the top point holder, gets a boat identical. They're all 21X Tritons. With 225 Mercury's, plus if you just fish 4 1-days in a 2-day tournament throughout the year, your name gets put in the pot, and there's a drawing for a 21X. So there, we give away 3 boats at the national championship.
Well, you know, you think about this thing, and as you develop it, of course, you know, one of the things that I'd like to mention here is it's just not about tournament fishing with you guys. You guys do a lot of programs that are really for the communities that you go to. They're for the, you know, college students, a lot of those kind of things. So, you know, the philanthropy that you're putting out there is very, very important as well.
Exactly. One of the programs I'm extremely proud of is a collegiate angler program. It's called the CAST Tour, Collegiate Scholarship Tour. This is open to any college student who's a full-time student. They can come and fish with us. It doesn't cost them anything for tournament entry fees. They pay a little gas to their partner, but that's it. They compete for points. It gives them experience, not only in tournament fishing, but it gives them experience on the water. They can compete throughout the year. The top 10 schools will get invited to the national championship, top 5 people in each one of those schools. And they will compete at the year-end for college scholarships. Top collegiate angler will receive a $5,000 scholarship, and then second through fifth will receive $1,000 scholarship. So, you know, these guys, college students don't have any money anyway. So this gives them an opportunity to come fish free. It doesn't cost them anything. And I've been looking for a long time for a program to bring the youth into the collegiate area. There's a lot of programs out there, and they're all good in their own right. But whenever you talk about tournament fishing, there's insurance involved and things like that, and you got to have a minimum requirement there. So, but I figured this is the one thing that would get the college students involved. It's growing. Last year we had something like 16 colleges. Right now we're up to 25 colleges. So, you know, golf had to start somewhere as a college program. Why not fishing?
Well, you know, it's such a neat thing when you think about it. There's all kinds of people, and I hear people every day in my business talk about, we got to get the youth involved, we got to get kids involved. And I think a lot of times it's just talk, but no question the ABA is doing things that they're putting their money where their mouth is.
That's exactly it. And, you know, we're the only organization who can do this the way our format is and give these kids a free ride during a fishing tournament.
Man, you just think about all the great things that could happen out of that. You know, a kid that finishes up with college, now he's got something that he can fall back on. You know, a lot of us in prior lives were old athletes. And I use that term old very loosely because I'm really an old athlete now. But,
sure.
You know, we're still competitive. You know, I know you fish tournaments as well. And when
sure.
You get out there, you know, you think about it, well, you know, I can't go out there and compete on a basketball court or maybe in a football field anymore, but I can compete bass fishing, you know, and now we've got that. When we get the youth involved in that, they take their kids and it really grows on itself.
It really does, and the youth is where the sport, the future of the sport is. Our sponsors, Triton and Mercury and Lowrance, they all understand this, and they understand that the sponsorship of these college students throughout the year is not going to provide any return, immediate return for them. But 4 or 5 years down the road, this kid gets out of college, he gets him a job, he's going to get a car and a house, and then he's got some little free money. What is he going to do? Let's get him involved in fishing. And then that's where Triton sponsored me in college, Mercury sponsored me in college, let's go buy a boat at the motor.
Well, that's the way it has to be. And Morris, the ABA is a great organization. I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and we look for great things ahead for you guys this year.
Well, we hope that everything continues to grow, which I think it will. We've increased some 350% since I picked it up. So, you know, we're out there for the weekend angler. We've got a lot of programs out there, and it's all about that person who is working 40 hours a week and wants to go fishing.
Thanks. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.